To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Well, we have a guest named Dr. Tyler Shipper, Associate Professor of Economics and Data Analytics at the University of St. Thomas. Why is he joining us? Well, earlier this week, the Biden administration proposed a rule that would raise the ceiling of salary eligibility to earn overtime pay. Now, the new maximum dollar amount where employees are allowed to make the extra money could affect millions of workers across various industries. But would this increase be enough for today's prices? As we know, we keep saying, oh, we're giving, you know, this group of people more money. But when it comes down to it, the bottom line is you still don't have enough to meet all of the bills, to meet all of the food that's needed. And so Dr. Tyler Shipper is here to help us go through some of these details. He joins us now on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. Welcome, sir. How are you?
Very good. How about yourself?
I'm doing well. I have a little cold, so forgive me for that. Here's the thing. What we need to talk about tonight is quite remarkable, because if this really happens, this new maximum dollar amount, and these employees are allowed to actually make this extra money, it sounds like a free thing, but it's not, is it?
Yeah, I mean, anytime you make big changes like this in the labor market, the concern is always about unintended consequences, who gains and who loses out. And so one of the places it might not be free is some small businesses that are having a hard time making a go of it right now, and having to pay their workers more might mean they go out of business.
It actually feels as though everyone is having a hard time right now because there's been so many changes, right? And so the small businesses we know have been really suffering over the years, and then there have been good days and bad days. However, the major corporations have their challenges as well. And I don't see how we can ever get to the point where it all makes sense. Do you know? When it all makes sense.
You know, I wish I had the answer to that. If I was able to tell everybody when it will all make sense, I feel like I'd be the most popular person to be on the air, and everybody would be listening to me.
Well, I tell you, I'm so happy that you're joining us tonight, because at least you understand a lot of this information. Tell us why this was important for the President of the United States to do this.
Yeah. I think this is kind of important both on a political side, but also on the economics. So on the political side, this policy is consistent with the Biden administration saying they want to build from the bottom up and the middle out. And this Biden economics that has been talked about a lot on the campaign speeches and campaign stump. From an economic sense, I think this is important because we're talking about workers that are towards the bottom part of the salaried pay scale. That this threshold was really low before, about $35,000, and we're going to hopefully raise it up to $55,000, which makes a lot more people eligible for overtime pay. So these are kind of lower range managers in many cases that are working their tails off, but aren't eligible for overtime pay because they essentially weren't high enough on the pay scale yet.
I am amazed at how much money people are not getting. you can sit and say, oh, this person is making $55,000 or this person is making $35,000. And in what's happening right now in our world, particularly here in the great state of Minnesota, is that there are millions of people or hundreds of thousands of people that are losing money at their jobs. They're taking the money away, many of them. There are people who say, okay, I got to keep this job even though I'm not making that much. Remember when there was the big argument about $15 an hour?
Mm-hmm.
That's never enough.
Yeah.
That's not going to be enough. So how do we get to the point where this could actually happen?
Yeah, so the wage theft and things like that, I think, are a big reason to implement this, is that there's a really interesting working paper out there by the National Bureau of Economic Research and some authors that have pushed this working paper there. And one of the things they found is that a lot of firms were actually mischaracterizing their employees' job titles so that they could get around the same rule and not have to pay people overtime. So for instance, they would call somebody a director of first impressions so that they would be kind of, quote, manager. But really this was somebody that was greeting people at the door, but because they classified this person as a manager, they decided they didn't have to pay them overtime. So certainly wage theft in these kind of ways is a very serious problem, and part of the reason why the Biden administration wants to raise the threshold so that there's kind of less gaming the system by some employers.
So it also talks about under the Fair Labor Standards Act, almost all U.S. hourly workers are entitled to overtime pay after 40 hours a week at no less than time and a half their regular rates. But salary workers who perform executive, administrative, and professional roles are exempt from that requirement unless they earn a certain level. These are the things that confuse us.
Yes. The number of exemptions on here is very confusing, right? So you're absolutely right. First, we split workers into hourly workers and salaried workers. And then these salaried workers, we're talking about these two criteria. One, do you make enough money that if you're over the threshold, then your employer doesn't have to worry, wouldn't have to worry about paying you overtime if you met one of these other exemptions, that you were an executive, you were engaged in administrative or professional work. And if you actually look at the statute, it is very confusing. And I think this is a good place for a plug for, particularly for small businesses that are trying to figure out whether they're on the right side of this type of regulation. Minnesota, the Department of Employment and Economic Development, does have a small business consulting that they do. And I think that's a really great way for employers to make sure they're getting this right, trying to figure out whether they should be paying overtime for their employees or not, because it's not straightforward. It is confusing, and historically it's actually been even more confusing because there used to be different thresholds for different types of exemptions.
Why do we keep working on this but we never get anywhere?
That's a great question. I'd say because the economy is so complex, that the complexity in some ways breeds complex regulations, that in a perfect world, so in a perfect world of principles of economics that maybe your listeners took, we would think about a labor market that is perfectly competitive, that if you didn't like the job and you were being asked to work too many hours, you'd go out there and find a different job. The problem is, and I think this is something you've been identifying, is that that's not the reality for most American workers. 60% of American workers work paycheck to paycheck. And this idea that you're going to leave a job because you don't like that you've been assigned 5 extra hours this week when you have kids at home to feed, I think is unfair. There's a serious barrier to going to find that new job, which unfortunately means we have to have regulations like this so that workers get a fair shake.
Yeah, but we never seem to get to that fair shake. You know, it's accepted. We're gonna just sit down here for a minute because we know that we're gonna get what we deserve, and then they don't. And that's the challenge for me. As we keep fighting this and trying to figure it out, we're wasting time and money just to figure out what we know can happen. So, like it says here, business leaders argue that setting the salary requirement too high will exacerbate staffing challenges for small businesses and could force many companies to convert salaried workers to hourly ones to track working time. Now, to me, it makes sense to say, you know, the salary requirement is too high. But once that is defined, why does it have to change immediately?
So I think that's actually one of the we were just talking about complications, is that there is actually another part of this rule change that will change this threshold every 3 years. Because one of the problems with a rule like this is that when you set it a certain amount, but prices go up, over time that nominal threshold becomes meaningless. And that was part of the problem, is that this threshold was too low because prices have gone up.
Right.
And so building this into the law so that it changes and keeps up with those higher prices then means that hopefully we don't have to go back and kind of ad hoc reset the level every once in a while. I was looking back at when this had last changed, and when the Obama administration tried to change this in 2016, mm-hmm. An attempt that ended up getting scuttled in court, but it had been more than a decade before that it was changed before that. And so we see the same thing with the minimum wage, and why I like where states like Minnesota index their minimum wage to inflation so that it automatically goes up, so we don't keep having the same fights over policy that have been decided once.
Well, I tell you, you have given us some insight tonight, and I truly, truly appreciate this, sir. I'm really always frustrated how money is handled, not just in D.C., but across our country. And it's tragic. There are so many people that are hurting. And if there's something I can do, please tell me what it is. Please, sir.
Yeah, will do. I'm hoping this helps the least well-off among us. I think that I like this regulation because it helps the people the lowest and need the most money right now.
Dr. Tyler Shipper, thank you so much for joining
us
tonight.
Thank you.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense, while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life.
All told by real people.
And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vien and Sabrina Deanna Roga, here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House Original. Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains. Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.